This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
As I we used to tease him, you're going to be Pope someday. You're too holy. What do you want to be? And, you know, joking, ribbing. And when he went into the seminary, it's like, oh, wow, okay. And then a couple of years ago when the Pope made him a cardinal, it's like, this could happen.
Yeah, that is Pope Leo's oldest brother there that they tracked down yesterday to interview him after his brother became the first American pope. And, of course, they're really celebrating this up in the Chicago area, as you can imagine. And because, of course, he grew up there, went to university, I believe Villanova. Let's get to Caroline Elliott, who's a senior multimedia reporter for Fox News, and she's given us a few minutes this morning covering this story. Caroline, how are you?
Hi, Mark. Good morning, and good to be with you on a busy and exciting morning here in the Windy City.
Yeah, no kidding. I understand the White Sox have been putting up stuff on their outfield board celebrating the Pope, and it's just historic for America, right?
Yes, Mark, definitely. And we know right here in his hometown, that history is already being celebrated, started really celebrating that almost immediately. We know this morning the Archdiocese of Chicago is hosting a special mass this morning to honor the newly elected Pope Leo XIV. And we know, of course, Americans and Catholics around the world are really celebrating the first American elected Pope in history. We know that this mass started just a few minutes ago. And our team inside mass right now tells us there's about 50 people that showed up for mass this morning, where they're hoping to celebrate one of their very own, as you mentioned. And we do know, of course, the Pope's brothers are not in attendance this morning. That's because they're actually on their way to Rome to celebrate with their baby brother, Mark.
That's cool. That's very cool. I mean, Mark posted about this, that, you know, the fact that the Pope is from, well, the Midwest, which is even cooler, but that he had spent so much time in Peru. And so someone was kind of saying, oh, he's not really American, you know, because he spent some of the last 20 some odd years there. Are people saying the same thing in Chicago, or you do really feel this sense of pride from people who live there?
Yeah, Kim, we're definitely hearing a lot of pride and a lot of excitement. We actually spoke with some people outside of the Holy Name Cathedral yesterday who were just truly jumping with joy, just so overwhelmed with emotion after hearing, again, one of their very own is from right here in this city. We also know, of course, just talking with his brother, there's certainly this sense of pride, just overjoyed for his baby brother to then become the first American pope elected.
Have you been able to talk to anybody who remembers him from his time in Chicago?
I have not yet personally. We're certainly still trying to talk with people. And we, of course, we know that he grew up on the south side of Chicago, apparently an altar boy here, altar boy to Pope, certainly not something that happens every day. So again, we're certainly still trying to figure out those connections and hear from anyone who grew up with him, but certainly just a stunning story.
Now, I'm Christian, not Catholic, but I think a lot of us are wondering what direction Pope Leo will take the Catholic Church, especially because of the work that Pope Francis had been doing. What reaction are you getting? Because I've already seen people digging through some old tweets that Robert Prevost had put out, and some of them were critical, for example, of the Trump administration.
Yeah, Kim, we do know the number of those tweets are circulating right now on social media. What we do know, though, of course, is Pope Leo has been reported to be closely aligned to Pope Francis's teachings on a number of things, particularly when it came to his positions regarding the environment, outreach to the poor and migrants, and opening the Catholic Church to embrace more followers. And yesterday, WFLD in Chicago, Fox 32, talked with his brother about this, and his brother did say that there could be some differences there, particularly when it comes to immigration. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but yeah, looks like there could be some differences there.
Well, I know you got a lot to do up there. Caroline, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah, take care of yourself. Thank you. We always appreciate that when they're she's doing live reports for Fox from Chicago. So I was anxious to see if we could get a few minutes of her time. So here's the thing. Like Kim, I've seen those tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's concerning to me, but only from an outsider perspective that I would have just always expected somebody in that position to have more biblical views on some of that stuff. And I'm not going to get into the biblical discussion with anyone here. I'm just saying he is anti-abortion. We know that. You would expect that out of a pope.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party, or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
But a lot of the positions Pope Francis took were considered to be more liberal than any predecessor of his on a lot of these issues, particularly LGBTQ activities within the church, not activities, but participation and those sorts of things. So I would expect when the honeymoon wears off, there will be some criticism as they kind of see which direction he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Catholic. It doesn't really affect my life. I was thrilled this year during the election that more Catholics, a majority of Catholics, voted, in my opinion, for the candidate that was going to do what was more in their best interest than a Kamala Harris candidacy would have been.
But here's how it could affect your life, because obviously I've just said I'm not Catholic either, but yes, it was encouraging that many of these people, Catholics, did vote for Trump, the more conservative pick compared to Kamala Harris. But historically, we have seen a number of Catholics vote Democrat. So if we do have a pope who's leading the church in one particular direction and making some of these things seem okay, then that might encourage people who were on the fence to vote one particular way. So that really could have an impact locally on elections and when it comes to these national elections in 2028.
You got to wonder if there's going to be either a trip to the Vatican or a U.S. trip based plan for this pope. he'll end up sitting down with Donald Trump.
Oh, for sure.
Trump is the person that would bring up those tweets to him. So, you know, that hopefully that happens behind closed doors, but it'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
He can have changed his mind, by the way, and even if he hasn't, I don't expect him to agree with everything Trump does. I don't agree with everything Trump does, but just looking at the dates of some of these reposts he made on Twitter, you know, 2018, 2017, I, among the former Trump haters, I couldn't stand the guy back then. So we have to remember that people can absolutely change their mind. He may have come around and
maybe we'll give him the, you know, the benefit
of
the doubt.
I don't love the direction I feel like this is going, but I'm trying to hold off too much judgment because we just don't know. He's been
right.
Pope for now less than 24 hours.
We don't know. And I'm interested when the first trip's going to be planned back to the U.S. I mean, that's going to be a celebration for American Catholics for sure. And if he's going to Chicago, will he come to St. Louis? I remember when Pope John Paul came here. I covered that because I was working at Channel 4. And that was a big deal, right? He went to the Edward Jones Dome. The joke back then, Jim Brooks was the coach of the Rams at the time. And the joke back then was, who are the only two men that can make everybody in the Edward Jones Dome stand up and say, Jesus Christ? It was the Pope and Jim Brooks, who was the coach of the Rams. So I remember, I have specific memories. I'd love to see him maybe come to St. Louis since he spent some time here, if he's going to come back on a U.S. tour. Maybe he will.
I mean, if he's in Chicago, you might as well swing by St. Louis.
Might as well. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Coming up, we're going to get our Queen of Hearts drawing out of the way here because we're the exclusive radio partner for Guns N' Hoses. We get to announce it every Friday at about 8:20. They send us the winner. We'll announce it here in just a few minutes. So get your tickets out. If you haven't, you can buy some tickets. This is a weekly drawing, and until a winner's picked, you have a chance to win half the pot. It's like a 50-50 drawing, and all of the money goes to Guns N' Hoses. And then at the end of the year, they donate that to Backstoppers. So you know it's a great cause. We'll get to all that more coming up. Stay tuned.